I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Medical care is nearly impossible to find in Sudan because of a brutal civil war. Earlier this year, the Lord's provision seemed like a miracle in and of itself. A gospel worker we'll call John says,
God provided medications that allowed us to do what we were capable of doing. And it was just an incredible blessing. We did a pop-up clinic. We identified needs and we gave them medication.
But the blessing didn't stop there. Sudanese church planters working alongside the medical teams shared Christ with every patient. And today, those patients still have peace that passes understanding.
It's hard to calculate the responses, the people that are coming to Christ. But the absolute power of the gospel, when it's combined with practical, compassionate service to their need, this has been a very special thing.
Pray for the hope of Christ to penetrate further into Sudan. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And joy to the world can sound impossible for people who are facing hardships. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association says Israel's hope for deliverance at Christ's birth mirrors what many feel today. They expected freedom from occupation and poverty, but Jesus offered far more.
Our world has always dealt with wars and rumors of war, and always dealt with earthquakes and cataclysmic problems and the brokenness of the family unit.
Yet when our hope and joy aren't fully tied to uncertain circumstances, Christ offers his unconditional peace.
When we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we fix our eyes on that hope, when we saturate ourselves with the things of God, the ugliness of the sinful world begins to fade away and the light of the gospel comes to the forefront.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.